B'shem Kol Yisrael, for the sake of the refuah shleima of anyone in Am Yisrael that needs a healing, for the sake of the shalom bayis, and the finding of the zivuk of anyone who needs their zivuk. Tonight, I want to talk about water. Because Tashlich is coming on Rosh Hashanah, so it's a great time to talk about why we specifically go out to the water to do the Tashlich. We could very well burn our sins, like on Pesach. And beyond that, there are so many beautiful Jewish rituals that have to do with water. For example, in Tilat Yadayim, we start off our day dealing with water. Mikveh, all about the water. So what is the spiritual property of water? How do we make this more meaningful? So Rav Shlomo Karlbach and Leva Shamayim offers a few very deep ideas. First of all, we know that water is the key element in growth for plant life. So for example, symbolically, the water tells the little potato in the ground, "Hey man, you can do it. I love you, man." And only through that water can the potato live and grow. So Shlomo explains that the water symbolizes when we give love to other people. When we believe in other people, we help them grow. We know now, based on psychology, that one of the biggest differences between people who are successful, who can grow, can change, and people who have a hard time with that, is that people who believe in themselves, because someone believed in them when they were a kid or growing up, an amazing teacher. And sometimes it just takes one person to love you and to accept you for you to really grow to become the person you can be. So water symbolizes, it reminds us to be that loving role model for other people. Secondly, we know that water physically cleans, and water also has the power to spiritually clean ourselves out. It all goes back to the beginning, to the creation of the world, according to Rabbi Nachman. And back in the creation, it says, "The Ruach Elohim arachefet al pnei ha'mayim." The Spirit of God hovered over the water. There's something special about water, something that cleans us out. You know, recently I had the zchut to be in Indonesia and in India, and I really got into water. It's so hot, it's hard to do any other physical activity except swimming. And I just felt so alive, so cleaned out, so starting afresh with the holy mayim, with the water of rebirth. So tomorrow morning, when you wash your hands, maybe imagine like washing away everything bad that happened yesterday and starting again. Starting anew, which is why Tashlich makes so much sense that we started on Rosh Hashanah. Finally, Shlomo offers a final idea that when you go into it, water reflects the unity, the oneness of the universe. Even think about, take a little droplet of water, you put it into a bucket of water, it's almost like it all becomes one. In fact, in Hebrew, there's no word for droplet. It's just mayim and mayim. Mayim is one. The world is two, but water, when you're in that water, you just feel that one. So when we immerse ourselves in water, we remind ourselves that we need to be one with God. We are really one with God. And that we need to be one with each other. We need to love each other and feel like we're really one. So this Rosh Hashanah, be it the mikvah, be it Tashlich, or just tomorrow morning when you wash your hands, when you wake up, when you wash your hands before you eat, try to remember these ideas, purifying ourselves, starting afresh. One final idea. We know that Avinu Avinu, when he brings those holy, holy angels, who he probably thought were holy Arabs, into his house, the first thing he does is he washes their feet with water. Which according to Pshat, you know, they were walking in the desert, they were a little dirty. But Rashi says he was washing them of their avodah zarah, washing their regalim. We know that regal is related to the word hergel, which means habits. We also know that there's the shalosh regalim, the three holidays. So Shlomo explains that during that time of the holidays, it's a perfect time to wash ourselves away from our bad habits and start afresh and start again. Gewalt. May we be blessed with a new year where we commit ourselves to a whole new world, a fresh new start with some delicious water. Have a beautiful day. Mikol Yismayim Mayim Rabin Rabim Adirim Ish Bereya Adir 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 Hashem Hidotecha nebnu meod Beveitcha May we be blessed with a year to flow like Mayim Lechayim.